Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My son's 18th birthday today, and he's off into the adult world, and I have absolutely no fears for him, because we're all so nice to each other. He really hasn't got anything to worry about. And I can't help look back to my 18th birthday. Let's not dwell on that too much, though. I did nothing special and just had cottage pie with a family that didn't like me. Very, very sad times for Daddy Pig. But I didn't really have fears about the world like I do now, and I can sum up how the world has changed since I was a young man. In 1997, the Elton John documentary came out, Tantrums and Tiaras, and it lifted the lid on Elton's private life. One of the really shocking things in it was how rude Elton was, telling people to fuck off. Whatever, it was like big news. It was like, oh my god, Elton John has told someone to fuck off, he's been rude. And I saw a little video on Instagram yesterday, and it was Elton John again getting out of a cab and like barking at someone like a dog. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like, fuck off, fuck off. And I forwarded it to a mate and thought, ah, that's funny, isn't it? Elton John has told someone to fuck off. That's how the world has changed, isn't it? So, you know, we're not as nice to each other as we once were, but the one thing we have left is sharing videos of how awful people are to each other. We couldn't do that back in the day, could we? We'd have to watch the Elton John Tantrums and Tiaras documentary and just nothing, just watch it and then turn it off. So it's actually better now, isn't it? Because we can forward the awful things to each other and laugh at them. My son has nothing to worry about. Go off into this new world, my son. And just promise me one thing. If you become that famous musician, that I'm sure you'll become. Just promise me one thing. You tell everyone to fuck off. As long as somebody gets it on video. And we can all have a little chuckle. Happy birthday, baby.